Chapter 11. Sukina. That evening, Mum and I went to a restaurant for dinner. The waitress brought us the menu.
What do you want to eat, Kathy?
Asked Mum. I'll have chicken, I said. We ordered our food and the waitress went to the kitchen at the back of the restaurant. She opened the door and I heard a man's voice. It was loud and angry.
Prepare the papadum. Clean the dishes. Where's the hot sauce?
I know that voice, I thought. But from where? The kitchen door opened again, and a woman came out with some food. She had pretty eyes and long black hair. Suddenly, I recognized her face. I stood up and looked at the kitchen door.
Are you okay, Kathy?
Asked Mum. The woman with the pretty eyes looked at me. Her mouth opened in surprise, and the food fell from her hand. A tall, thin man came out of the kitchen and shouted at her. He looked at me and was very surprised, too. I recognized him immediately. I ran into the kitchen and saw a girl at the sink. She had her back to me. I said, "Hello," and she turned her head. I saw the girl's face and I was sure. Her face was identical to mine. Mum came to the kitchen door. The man and the woman were behind her.
I don't believe it,
Mum said.
You're identical.
The woman touched my face and asked me a lot of questions. The man put his hand on his head.
Incredible,
he said.
Absolutely incredible.
But how? How did you know your sister was here, Kathy?
Asked Mum. This restaurant was in my dreams, I said with a smile. We all sat at a table and talked, and my twin sister told us about her life. Her name is Sukina, and she's got the same interests as me. Sukina makes figures from shells too. Her room is full of them. The man in the restaurant is Sukina's father. His name is Rahul. The woman with the pretty eyes is her mother, Kiyoma. They adopted Sukina from the orphanage in Colombo at the age of 3 months. Rahul is angry a lot, but he's got a good heart. He gave Sukina permission to spend a few days with us. Kiyoma is very kind. She gave us cakes and fruit to take to the beach. Sukina and I sat on the beach and talked for hours. I learned more about her. She goes to school in Galli. Her class visited Lion's Rock on a school trip. That explains the dream that I had about the rock. After school, Sukina helps her parents in their restaurant. She works hard, but she's happy. On the day of the tsunami, Sukina was on the beach. She found an orange and white shell, the one I saw in my daydream. The waves came, but Sukina ran to higher ground and was safe.